Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings. Let's tell us we're alive because we want to stay alive. And we've had a lot of technical problems starting off the show. And the biggest technical problem is that we don't have Joseph Israel live on the line. What happened was when I started the show, in a little bit of haste, I accidentally disconnected my connection to the net. And so there was no music, there was nothing, and I was trying to figure out what was going on. So we hope that Joseph Israel will call in. And the purpose of this show, and perhaps, again, I'll openly publicly apologize to Joseph for that problem, and as well, this is for the benefit a show that he will be doing next Motzi Shabbat on November 3rd. And the show is a benefit for a internationally known reggae music and sound engineer by the name of Arik Thompson. Now, this show, Blessed Souls, is going to be taking place on November 3rd in Philo, California. And you would have to go to Joseph Israel's page in Facebook, of course, and it's J-O-S-E-P-H, and then I-S-R-A-E-L. And we had hoped to interview musician Joseph Israel about this event, intending on benefit internationally renowned reggae recording and sound engineer Alric Thompson. And I just want to point out that Joseph Israel himself is no slouch within the reggae genre, recording his first album several years ago at Bob Marley's Tough Gong studio. He also apprenticed under the guidance of reggae guitar legend Earl Chinna Smith and has played on the same venue with Ziggy Marley as well. I believe it was a couple years ago they played together in the same bill in Hawaii. So we hope to invite all of you who are listening, and the audience will probably be a little diminished because we don't have Joseph Israel on live, in order for him to talk about his relationship to Arik Thompson, who was in fact a spiritual reggae music guide for Joseph Israel when he was visiting Jamaica several years ago. You can tune in now live at 1-347-838-8669, or you can convince listen to the archive version. I'm going to go off the line for a second, Blessed Soul, so we'll cue up that song that we just played again by Joseph Israel while I'm trying to reach Joseph live on the air. So just hold on. And just bear with me. Let's just get back to that song. Okay, let's get back to it. And while we're while I'm talking, hopefully reaching Joseph, we will be able to do the show. Hold on, please.
Your call again.
Okay, Blessed Souls, we're back, and you can hear Joseph's Be Not Dismayed, a song of encouragement. And I spoke to Joseph live, and I apologize to him. I'll apologize to him again live, and hopefully we'll get to the main point of what we're doing this show and why brothers in spirit soul, in interest of improving the condition for the human family experience, come together in this unique manner to hopefully serve as a benefit and call attention to an issue which needs to be addressed on a personal level by one particular person, Albert Arok Thompson, who's in the process of recovering from a serious health issue, but Baruch Hashem, praised be the Most High, that in fact he is on the process of healing. It's a long road, and he wrote a note this morning on Facebook, which hopefully I'll be able to share with Joseph, get his reaction, and then we can go into the body of the interview that we'd originally intended. A little glitched out this morning, but that's the way things go, you know. By Murphy's Law, sometimes things go just the opposite of what you want to. We can say Gamzu L'Tov in Hebrew. Also with this is the good. And I think that once Joseph comes on the air, we can have a qualitative interview to talk about this benefit for Arik Thompson. And it's something to bring all, not just adults, not just college students, but family and adults together. It's a family experience in the celebration of what I consider to be one of the most influential musics in the world, the genre of reggae music. And hopefully we're going to have Joseph call in, and we're just waiting for him to call in. You know, Blessed Souls, right now on the East Coast, people are kind of worried about this Hurricane Sandy, but a lot of prayers are being uttered here in Brooklyn, I'm sure in the five boroughs, and the intent is, by calling out to the Most High, that Hurricane Sandy, that coming out of Hurricane Sandy, the rain and the wind should have no more force than cotton candy just falling gently to the ground, and hopefully with the prayers and acts of kindness and acts of brotherly love between peoples, all different type of peoples, not just with one people, but all different types of people, that there will be this ability for people to come together. And I can recall a similar incident, although it was a different type of emergency. There was a blackout here in New York City in the summer, late summer of 2003. In fact, I think it was in August of 2003. And I remember in the afternoon we lost power, and that evening people worried, what's going to be? You know, not just the fact there wouldn't be refrigeration, but there wouldn't be traffic lights. One could go into the evening with some apprehension, but I recall as I drove down one of the arteries which connect back to my house in Kensington Heights, Brooklyn, that in fact there was peace and calm, and people were, you know, good Samaritans were standing in the middle of crossways on Utica Avenue directing traffic, even if it meant, you know, one could argue that they were perhaps putting their lives at risk. So this is the human family experience. Then when there is adversarial conditions, people usually rise up to the occasion. Now, hopefully Joseph will call in, and I just want to read the promotion for the show. I just have to go switch between the promotion and Joseph calling in, although he hasn't called in yet. And it reads like this, that come celebrate an evening of music and community with Kenyatta Hill, who was the son of Joseph Hill, the former lead singer. Unfortunately, he passed on to the next level of life. Of Joseph Hill, Kenyatta Hill, of Culture, Joseph Israel, Tough Line, Steve Martinez, Rise Up Sound, Art by Mystic Line. This is a family event. Children 15 and under are free, and $20 a door. Spread the word. Let's see if Joseph has come on. No, he hasn't come on yet. Well, hopefully he will call in. And I'm going to try to call in on my other phone. Let's just see here if we can reach him that way. I have no bars on my cell phone. Let's see what's going on. That type of day, blessed souls, where, you know, what you didn't expect to happen did in fact happen. But let's see. I'm trying to reach him. And, oh, I think he's coming on.
Shalom, Joseph. Shalom.
Shalom, Joseph. Well, you know, I was explaining to everyone that, you know, sometimes we plan things and it doesn't turn out the way we be. But I think now that you're on the air, things are going to be just the way the Most High wanted it.
Yeah.
And I don't know, before we get into the meat of the show, I saw this morning on Facebook that Arik Sticky Thompson, who is part of the, basically at the epicenter, we'll be talking about, wrote a note to people out there who have expressed their concerns for him. And I'd like to read this note from him, and then I'd like you to comment it, and we can go into the interview. So this is from Arik Sticky Thompson, which he posted 13 hours ago via mobile phone. Here it goes. I got a story to tell about some things that I've been through, but I'm healed. Oh, I'm healed. Had some ups and some downs, almost level to the ground, but I'm healed. Oh, I'm healed. Had to wrestle for my health, had me wondering what went wrong, but I'm healed. Oh, I'm healed. Had some sunshine and some rain, heartache and some pain. I'm healed. Oh, I'm healed. My God has touched me, delivered me. He set my soul free. My heart is mended. I'm whole again. No chains are holding me. I still have some scars, but I'm healed. Have some circumstances, I'm still healed. Disappointments, I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. With all mighty stripes, I am healed. Joseph, your take on this righteous soul's public pronouncements with no sense of embarrassment, but to be proud to be here on the living planet with the rest of us human souls.
Well, Arik is a very humble, you know, humble soldier, and he just comes right from the heart. So that is just so beautiful. That's my first time hearing it, honestly. So that was just, that's just so beautiful. I mean, the brother has really been through it to the maximum, to the extreme, on so many levels. And he has no bitterness in his heart. He's truly a believer in the Almighty and has always done his best to serve him and do good and what is just and right. And, you know, so he deserves to be acknowledged as a young and righteous man, you know, very,
amen,
very proud of him, and very thankful that he's still here, and Baruch,
amen,
Hashem for this blessed event, because through these things, when things happen that is out of our control, Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is just to allow us to know that the Most High is in control. And, you know, I'm just so glad. Yesterday I actually got to hear his voice, and it just, it brought me so much joy. I mean, it was like seeing, it was, I mean, he had a small little resurrection. I mean, his heart stopped beating for 30 minutes.
Wow.
And he got brought back. So, you know, we know that there was 30 minutes that he wasn't even, no heartbeat, no breath, and then he came back to life. So we give thanks and praise to the Most High who gives life. And like he said, he has some circumstances and things, but he's healed. And just to think
Amen.
About that mental state, he's ready for, you know, there's nothing that he can't do. So I give
Amen.
Thanks.
Amen. And Joseph, I just want to point out that he almost ascended to the next level, and he came back. This is certainly one human soul can give testimony that there is there can be a resurrection in one's life.
Yeah,
I think that's potent testimony. So Joseph, tell us about the show. You do so many shows, you know, all over the country. You know, as we say in the Hebrew, Manishtana, what's different about this show as opposed to shows you've done in the past? And please talk about some of the artists who will be appearing along with you.
Okay, yeah, this show is really great because, honestly, it came about in a mutual way. You know, my keyboardist, Carl Blackman, and the brother who plays bass for me, Rupert McKenzie, who actually lives in Brooklyn, we're out here, and I had this date. It was supposed to be our CD release party, but our CD is still not quite finished, so we decided that we weren't going to do it, but yeah, we had this date, and the musicians were here, and Carl kept saying he wanted to do a show still.
Mm-hmm.
What could we do? And then there was another artist from the East Coast out here, Steve Martinez, who's an artist that Carl has been producing, and then another musician that Carl's played with a lot and toured, Tough Lion, who's the great guitarist from the Virgin Islands, you know, if you know anything about him, he actually put out a CD called The Instrument of Ten Strings, and
wow.
Just very spiritual and blessed Rasta man. And so he was out here, and Carl's always wanted me to play with him too. And so, you know, Carl really was pushing for this. And then Kenyatta Hill, Joseph Hill's son, was going to be in the area, and they talked to him, and he was interested in maybe doing a show. And then Rupert McKenzie, the bass player and dear friend of Ulrich, and who Ulrich is the one who brought Rupert into the Jerusalem band when our bass player, our original bass player, had to leave. And so from that point, Rupert's been in the band. Rupert said, man, let's do this as a show, a benefit for Ulrich to help raise some money, because we just got word that Ulrich's hospital bills and some of the procedures he has to go through is going to still cost him money, and it's important that we keep money flowing towards him. And so the band basically all decided together, we all agreed, yeah, let's do it. And, you know, there's a lot of benefits out there, but this one's unique because the musicians and the singers have decided to come together, and no one's really asking to get paid past expenses. And basically this is huge because a lot of times you do a benefit and you still get $3,000 or something as a band. And, they, you know, they use it to get the people there. But this is like a donation from the musicians and the singers, which is very rare in this world because it's hard for musicians and singers to even make a living anyways.
Right.
But the fact that, so I think this is, the purity of this is so wonderful, and Ulrich has touched us all so deeply. And even Kenyatta Hill, son of Joseph Hill, is kind of a contemporary of Ulrich. They grew up at the same time in Jamaica. Their dads were together. Sticky Thompson, the great percussionist, played on a lot of Culture's albums. And so Ulrich and Kenyatta were, you know, kind of growing up together. And Kenyatta is also a master engineer like Ulrich. So they have a lot of things in common. And when I talked to Ulrich yesterday and I told him Kenyatta was going to be on the show, he couldn't believe it. Like, you know, he knows me that I would be there for him in a sense. But this was beyond his expectation that Kenyatta would do this. So this, it like put it over the top. And, you know, the joy that we heard in his voice. And I told him, you know, Ulrich, more than the money that we're going to raise for you, it's more we wanted to show you that we love you, we care for you, and we're here to support you. and your brothers will always be by your side, you know, and that's what it's mainly about.
Well, Joseph, I just want to reflect that, I'm looking at the promo that you put up on in Facebook, and this is certainly a unique event because you're advertising as a family event. Now, usually people associate concerts, you know, this is for college kids, it's for older people, it's for younger people, but here you're even advertising that children 15 and under are allowed to come free. And I think this is such a crucial point that hopefully you'll be packing the place. People have to, you'll have to set up speakers outside the concert hall that people can hear, because this is a word that must be spread, because you just described how there was a team decision aimed at a family event to help her brother, who's helped so many other brothers, and he was instrumental, I understand, in helping in the development of your own career. I mean, Alric's been at my house, you've been at my house, and your drummer, Marlon Thomas and Davis, excuse me, and of course Rupert's been there, and we know, I know it's always a pleasure to have you, and I'm looking forward to having you all back at our house in Kesser Crown Heights for another Shabbos celebration. But let's talk about Joseph, this idea of, you know, this is an educational experience for those attending, as well as the band as being educators, to spread the idea that, you know, charity or fundraiser, this is what the human life experience is about, in fulfillment in a prophetic teaching from Isaiah 45:18, that the Most High didn't intend to be this world to be a chaotic place. It's supposed to be a place that is settled by human beings, all blessed and anointed with the divine image, and I look at this show as advertised as so in sync with this prophetic teaching, making this world a settled place and calling it a family event. I mean, here in New York City, you go on the MTA. If you want to travel out to Jersey, if your child's 12 and under, 12 and older, you got to pay adult price. And here, you know, these musicians are coming there to let children 15 and under come in for free. I'd like you to comment on this. I think this is hopefully going to set off a chain reaction of other artists and cultural promoters to really tailor events for family-oriented entertainment to make it a better world. Please comment on this.
Well, you know, yes. I mean, the children are the future. They have the power, you know. Better is a youth that is poor than an old king that's stuck in his ways, like Solomon says, you know. So the children are, they're so important, and they need to be nurtured. And I mean, I remember when I was 13, 14, 15, I wanted to get in shows. I couldn't get in shows, even at 16. So the fact that this is a non-alcoholic event, it makes it a family event. You know, this is going to be, of course, it's a non-smoking venue. It's going to be just a real, it's what it's for and about. I mean, honestly, if anyone knows my career, I've toured extensively from 2006, 2008, and I've kind of done more spot dates since then. One of the things I've been meditating on is how to create a more family event to get out of these clubs, these venues that they force us to play in, so to speak, that aren't really that good to artists, that aren't really that good to the fans, and especially the people that love my music tend to be more family-oriented. And it really struck home. I was playing the show at the Ukiah Brewing Company, and 30 people showed up outside with their children and had to go home, you know, counting their children. So they couldn't even come in. So that was preventing me from sharing the message and the enjoyment of the music with people. And even though this was a restaurant, they had just decided they only wanted 21 and up because they sell alcohol. And I thought, you know, this just isn't working for me. So I decided I was going to try my best to, even when I tour, to find community centers, to find other alternative venues. And so this is a dream that my wife, Christy, and I have had for a while. And the 15 and up, the under being free is, I mean, you could do 12 and under free. You know, we thought about it, but it's like, you know, we just felt that we want the children to come even if they can't afford it. We want their parents to come. Of course, people are going to have a donation box and all those things.
Right.
But it's not about the money. It's about to raise the energy, and we need the youth to be there, and they need the experiences. And there's no reason to keep the youth out. And sometimes for families, if it's a mom and a dad and they have three youths, I mean, that would be a lot of money for them to drop.
Right.
So we want the families to come. And that's why we invite them to bring their youth for free.
Beautiful. Joseph, we have about 14 minutes left. Can you go give us a little historical tour guide back to your days when you were playing in Jamaica in small clubs and Alric discovered you, and how he connected you with, say, like reggae guitar legend Elchin of Smith? And he really he helped you. I mean, you know, there's no embarrassment to say another person helps you, and he helped and guided you. And I just want to come before you say anything, that I've seen him mix the music at your shows, and I feel like I'm watching a scientist, not someone who's just, you know, partying, but I see that he's listening to sound, he's waiting for the next sound to come out. I mean, this man is at the, when he's at the control board, he's really on, you know, he's at a very high level of producing sound. Can you comment on how he helped you and your comments on his professionalism as a sound and recording engineer?
Okay, yeah, wonderful. Well, I was actually living in Jamaica. I had just finished recording Gone Are the Days, and I was actually living at Earl Chinna Smith's house already. So I already knew Earl, Brother Chinna, and so what I was doing was practicing guitar and developing a band in Jamaica, and so we were going to start rehearsing and things, and somehow Brother Alred caught wind of it, because I had worked with Errol Brown, who was kind of his mentor. Errol Brown had mixed my album, and he's, if you don't know Errol Brown mixed Bob Marley Survival and Uprising.
Uh-huh.
So has toured with Ziggy Marley as his engineer for all these years. And he mixed Lauryn Hill's work and all. I mean, amazing mm-hmm. engineer. So Alred caught wind that I was going to be there, and these rehearsal spots is actually at a place called Big Yard, it was like a full production rehearsal spot, like a big, almost like a big club. So you actually need an engineer to plug in everything and mix everything.
Right.
So I was in over my head, and I didn't know what I was going to do. But all of a sudden, Alred shows up at Chinna's house, and we start talking, and his, you know, we had mutual friends told him, and he just looks at me and he goes, "You're Joseph?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "I'm Benjamin, you know, I'm your little brother. I'm here to help you." So
wow.
That was like one of the first things he ever said to me. And so once that happened, I said, "All right, let's do it." And I told him, you know, I don't have a lot of money, and this, you know, and he said, "Man, I'm not here to work for money. I'm here to support this. I heard that you're a righteous brother, you know, I want to see what we can do together." And then from that point, we just became best friends, brothers. You know, I began to share with him the scriptures and these things on it, and he began, you know, we began to grow on that level together. And
mm-hmm.
musically, he just started giving me input, you know, helping me learn how to get my voice out there better, learning my sound, learning how to project it. And yeah, he is a Grammy-winning, highly acclaimed engineer. So all of a sudden I went from not having an engineer to having, as far as I'm concerned, the best engineer in the world working with me. And he stayed by my side all this time until he got too sick to work. And
right.
We're hoping now that he's on the way to recover to get back with us. I mean, it's actually,
amen.
It's been very hard for me to even tour without him, because it's like missing a leg or something. He's the man
right.
that you never saw. There's the reason why we would go in every club and they'd tell us, "Man, it's never sounded this good in here." The engineers at the clubs would be like, "Man, I can't believe what he's done here." So he is truly gifted. It's a real gift. But the reason is beyond his skill is because he loves his job, and he loves
right.
the musicians that he works with. And he's definitely, you know, worked with the Marleys and the Morgan Heritage, and, you know, he's works with other people also, Steel Pulse. And, you know, anytime they get him, they don't want to let him go, you know. And, yeah, people have offered him to let go of their engineer. Like, they've seen him mix for me, big bands, and it's been like, "We'll let go of our engineer if you join our tour."
Right,
but
right.
But it's really great, man. And I can't really even say how many ways he's benefited our band. But he was even the tour manager on top of it.
Well,
you know, collecting the pay at the end of the night, all those things. Taking the pressure off me, always wanting to make sure I could rest. Even sometimes, because of the budget, we've had to share a room, and he's actually stayed out of sight of the room all night so that I could get a good rest.
Wow.
And sacrificed himself because he knew that, you know, I needed that space or whatever. I didn't even ask for it. I was fine with it, but I just noticed that's what he did. He went and stayed in the hotel lobby. So that just shows the self-sacrifice that brother has. And so I give thanks for him in so many ways.
Amen. Just take us back to that time when he was the sound or recording engineer for your first album recorded in Tuff Gong Studio?
No, he wasn't. He came on after that. But
uh-huh.
he recorded much of this new album that we're about to put out. Kingdom
Road. So talk
Road.
About your new album.
All right, well, Kingdom Road the understanding of the Kingdom Road is based on, like, Isaiah 35, that there would be a highway of holiness that rises up, that people would be able to walk on. It's not really a road, it's a way of life. And that comes from the Torah, it comes from people learning how to walk with the Most High, to walk in His paths. And as it says, come let us go to the mountain of the Most High, that we should walk in His paths, and He would teach us His ways, and that all people of all nations would begin to seek this, and this would be the time of the universal redemption, when the Most High's house and His kingdom would be lifted up above all other nations, and that this would be how deliverance comes. And so we began to walk on this path, and we began to see that this is what's going on. People from all nations, tongues, and tribes coming together to seek the truth. No longer are we looking at it from the chains of the different teachings of man that they've taught us, but asking for the Most High to guide us, and seeking the Torah, the prophets, and these teachings, so that we could learn the right way. So the song Kingdom Road is just about, it says, tell me, are you ready to cross River Jordan? So it's preparing the people's minds for this entering into the land of milk and honey, which will actually be, as it says, the humble will inherit the earth, that the one day the earth may be like the promised land it was when the Israelites entered so long ago, and the whole earth will be flourishing, and the whole earth will be the holy ground. And yet, we can still recognize the ancient holy land, but realize that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So that this Kingdom Road album is based around that the only government that can bring a righteous solution is the kingdom of the Almighty, and His kingdom is everlasting. And so the songs are built around that, and Ulrich is all for that. And so we began to build. We have songs like His Water. We have songs like Better Way. So speaking about the waters of life, the better way we can live. Psalms Cry Aloud, which is based on Psalms 3. We have all these different songs that are all kind of themed around this Kingdom Road, this way out of this system of turmoil and confusion. Like you said, the world of chaos, to the world of peace and serenity. And it's a universal call. So I went down to Jamaica and recorded a bunch of it. I also recorded a bunch of it in Arkansas at Chris Studios. And Ulrich was beginning to mix it when he got sick. And so we had to send the files to Darren Crisp, the blessed, humble soul and engineer in Arkansas, who did the mixing with myself. I was kind of the director, and he did what I wanted, but he also put his input in, and we've really come up with a good mix. And so I'm really excited about it. One of my favorite songs on the album is Prophet's Return, because that will be essential to the pointing out of the righteous way for the human race and the bringing of redemption, and for letting people know who Mashiach is and all of these things. When you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and all the prophets, rejoice.
And let's not forget Adam and Hanoch and Methuselah, and there's a lot of ancient righteous people that the modern mind, is more associating a righteous or a superstar with the athlete. But the ancients were not only righteous, they could be athletic as well. But Joseph, so what I'm rejoicing in hearing that Ulrich is with the program. It's not just he's producing something for commercial reasons, that he has a mindset as you're discussing towards that universal redemption, and hopefully that is going to be part of the process of healing for him in all ways. I mean, he's partially healed. He needs to get fully healed, like the rest of us need to get fully healed. And I one of my favorite songs as well is Prophet's Return, which I'm waiting with pining eyes and a long soul to play it on my radio shows, is His Waters. And I understand that His Waters was, you were inspired by when you came to Kessler Crown Heights. Can you maybe talk for a couple minutes before we segue with His Waters?
Yeah. Well, there we were at your Shabbat table, Ulrich and Brother Marlon, myself, my sister, and you had invited,
right,
I think, a Rabbi Moshe and a blessed woman, I can't remember her name. But we had a bunch of us there, and your table was long and full, your children, your wonderful wife, everyone was there. And I just looked across, and Brother Ron was there, the Noahide brother. And so we had so many different people at the table, different nationalities, different upbringings.
Right.
I mean, just completely in the different ends of the spectrum in so many ways. And yet here we all were, you know. And the reasonings were high and the reasonings, the spirit was strong. And even though there were some things that not everybody agreed upon as far as I was just talking with Rabbi Moshe and like he was figuring out where I'm at. But the joy that was flowing from us sitting down together, and as you said, the blessings, and as we entered into that space, it was so wonderful that when I got back to my hotel room and I was sitting there, I think it was the next day, actually, I began to think about it, and I think you had given me the chumash, or the next day after that, you gave me the chumash. I can't remember that. Exactly when you gave it to me, but I remember having that there too, and I looked at it, and I looked at like everything. I thought of all the love that you had shown us all, and
thank you.
It just showed me, you know, the second verse is, you know, basically that we're all one blood, and that we all got to work this out. We all got to forgive because we're all going to live, because the gift of the Most High is life, and that we all, no matter if you come from Yemen. No matter if you come from Arkansas, if you come from Arabia, Russia, China, Africa, the Caribbean, Canada, New York, wherever your lineage is, wherever your family has ended up in the exile time, wherever, you know, your racial background is, we all are sons and daughters of the great prophet Noah. And that we can at least harmonize on that. And if we can realize we're brothers and sisters, then we're all, you know, if we truly love each other, there will be no more war. And that when war ceases, I mean, the Most High tells us that we're going to stop war, but people are waiting for some great switch, but the switch happens within us. And
that's right.
When we stop fighting, when we stop hating each other because of differences, it will heal. You know, in the Brit Hadashah, it says, you will know who the Lord's people are by their love for one another. So if we truly are the Israelites, then we have to show that we are the Israelites by the way that we love each other, and to be a light to the nations, so that everyone will be filled with light. So actually, we'll all go back. Yes, we are children of Noah. We're B'nai Adam. We're children of Adam, which was before there was anything else.
That's right.
We're one people.
Right.
So that's what it's all about.
Joseph, I'd like to thank you. We're going to close up with that song, and I just want to mention, not only do you want to make the whole world with that consciousness as it used to be in the days of Solomon, we want to bring the world back, hopefully through our efforts, hopefully our humble efforts, to bring back the world before, like the Garden of Eden, before the sin, that there won't be no time to sin because everyone will be immersing their minds in the knowledge of the Most High. And I just want to let everyone know that when Joseph and his band came with his blessed sister Christy, Sarah Fennell, excuse me, who happens to have her own organization, which can hopefully be a discussion in the future, called, please forgive me. Restore Humanity, which is really dedicated to just that. That I felt the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, was in the house in the merit that we had guests. And hopefully, Joseph, I'm just going to close very succinctly, that hopefully this gathering, November 3rd, in Philo, California, which people can learn more about by going to Joseph's web page on Facebook. Also, they can click on the link here to the archive version. They can learn more about it. Hopefully, they can attend. Here now is Joseph Israel's His Waters. And these are waters to help us realize Ahav Echad, one love, Goral Echad, one destiny, Kulanu, Vardarchi Shalom, in a peaceful, Vardarchi Noam, in a pleasant way, the Hamshik, to be continued, Be'ezat Hashem, with the help of the Most High. Live it up, blessed souls. Take care.
Shalom. Greater than his master.
They persecute the king. They persecute you. He is the light of life. Oh, he is the light of life. They persecute the king. They persecute you. Hated of our nation for his name's sake. They persecute the king. Well, they persecute you when we drink of his waters. We will never thirst. We will never thirst. No, no, no. And if we all love each other, well, there will be no war. There will be no war. Yeah. We are children. Scattered all over the land, descendants of righteous Noah. Come, Japheth and Sam, we got to come together, together again. Yeah. It is one blood and it is one love. We got to forgive, but we got to forgive. It's gonna live, yes we are, we're gonna be here when we drink of his waters. We will never thirst, never, we will never thirst. No, 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 when we all love each other, then there will be no war, there will be no war. Almighty One of the creation, give us strength to overcome all the wicked lies and oppression. We are living in this kingdom. We stand for your kingdom land, promised to Abraham to be a blessing to every tongue, tribe, and nation. We got to forgive. We got to forgive. We're gonna live, yeah, we're gonna live.